6-2 and even. They're selling you out, sonny. I hope you're not letting yourself be influenced by the guns these pocket edition desperados are waving around. Because I've practiced taking guns away from these boys before, so we'll have no trouble there. Wilmer here is...
What?
Wilmer. 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 Wilmer.
Welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast.
This Bang! Is Andrew. This is Damien.
And this is Douglas!
Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Oh, you guys are the best. We are recording on a Raptors night, so, you know, there are things to be afraid of, but hopefully things turn out well.
You know how long I waited and talked to you people? To finally have this happen. talking basketball. It's real good.
I think you'll always catch us now for playoff time. I don't know how much you can promise for regular season.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Here's the thing about basketball. Everyone does that. But the thing, like, during the regular season, the thing that's fun is whenever you're bored, you're just like, what the fuck is on TV? There's always basketball. there's a basketball game. And you watch that and go to bed. Like, boy, these teams are bad. And you go like them.
But anyways, we're here not to discuss the basketball as it continues, and we hope it goes well. We're here to discuss a special film. A film for the ages. A film that had been shelved for a few years and finally got released publicly this year. The movie by the name of Under the Silver Lake, directed by David Robert Mitchell, the individual who gave us a few years back It Follows, that horror film that we were talking about back then.
Oh, really?
I feel like I don't know if we all loved, but I feel like we were all interested by it in some way or another.
I like that movie.
Right? But yeah, I didn't want to throw the word love and then you guys go like,
The ending was But yeah. I like the
But you know, no, I thought I we were all ending. Mostly positive with it. So, you know.
The ending was a great shitty joke. And it was the great shitty joke that I came up with before the ending appeared. So I'm fine with that.
So yes, he returns now with Andrew Garfield starring in this noir smash mess melange of movie. About a young man who sees a pretty girl. The pretty girl runs away, and he believes their messages in songs, and just, if what I've said has already confused you, you are perfectly prepared to now go and watch this movie if you're going to go and watch this movie.
Yep.
Who moves out in the middle of the night?
Nothing strange about it. She wanted to leave. How does that not make sense?
I don't understand why she didn't tell me.
Maybe she didn't like you. Maybe she knows you're poor and haven't paid your rent.
I found some kind of code or like secret message in her apartment.
It means stay quiet.
Our world is filled with codes, subliminal messages.
Yes. So Andrew, before you say anything, Damien,
what's up?
You picked this movie.
Absolutely.
So I would like to.
I did not.
Yes,
pick
you
this
did.
Movie. When?
When you said we're not watching any movie other than this movie.
No, I didn't say that.
I would like to hear from you why you made us watch this movie.
I did not say that. I was
Andrew
talking.
Specifically said, you know what, guys? Shouldn't watch this movie. Let's watch something else.
I was
Damien responded with, Absolutely not.
I was speaking to our fearless leader. And he's like, we should watch another movie. I said, even if we watch another movie, I have some things to say to you. And I'm just like, well, I was hoping none of you saw this movie. I guess I have to scrap that. While I didn't pick this movie, we're going to talk about whether or not we watch a different movie. I have to talk to Andrew about this movie.
Well, in that case, you shut your mouth.
Okay.
And Andrew, you can continue talking about
this opening argument.
Rubbish, yes.
Yeah.
So herein lies the thing. And after a few days of pondering, because you guys saw my live reactions in WhatsApp, which I'd like to imagine you guys enjoyed a little bit. Because this movie, I don't think anyone with any sort of sense in their head would want to take the three letters that if you put together make the word good and put anywhere near this movie. Like if you read if you had an article and you control F'd, you couldn't find that word. Right? And I'm in no way trying to associate that with this movie in any way. However, in the grand tradition of this podcast, I will now try to spend a few minutes speaking to some positives or some things I found odd about this movie that I'd like to talk to. I feel so much about this movie reminds me of another filmmaker who I feel is probably took the same path that David Robert Mitchell is about to take. His path, however, began I should have brought this up on my page before. Right, all of the year 2001. And he came to this point 5 years later. No, he came to this point that this movie is 5 years after when he gave us the opus that was Southland Tales. This movie is 2019 Southland Tales. It is a film that if we were talking about this 10 years before, we would be trying to go around in circles trying to figure out what pieces we're keeping and what pieces we're throwing out. But today, 10 years later, now having had the experience of Southland Tales and watching this film again, we can see where someone is going completely awry and just saying, wait, hold on a minute, we needed to figure something out before we got to the production stage of this movie. Because this movie is a film in which it feels almost as if he walked into the room at every scene and asked, how can I make it weirder? Without actually answering any of the plot that he's put in, right? We have this main character played by Andrew Garfield, who is a unemployed bum who is following these mysteries that he's basically making up in his head because he went to the library and he saw a book that was interesting. Because he saw a girl and she left quickly. And somebody gives him a really simple answer to the problem, being like, maybe she just didn't like you. And he goes, no, there's a mystery here, right? To then talking to somebody who's just willing to give him all the information in the world, but never really answers the question we all wanted to know as to where this plot is going. And it just kind of continues in circles. It feels like Robert Mitchell, who wrote this movie as well, was in this mode of being like, I want to make scenes that feel like you're in a Long Goodnight movie. Is it Long Goodnight? It's a Long Goodbye. Sorry, the Long Goodbye movie, or in a Elmore Leonard book, or in a Chinatown. Like just noir in your head, just plaster it all over, and he just kept going in every way he could. And then he just throws in these just weird-ass shit for no reason. There's the band of the Jesus and the whatever the girls are called, where they show up and they look like they're supposed to be in a Nick and Nora movie, but they're just there and it's unexplained. There are the actresses that are escorts, and they become friends at some point, and it just feels like a thing that doesn't really give us anything. It's just there for the sake of us having a scene of nonsense. And then there's my favorite part, which I feel is probably why I count this movie so close to Southland Tales, which is actually a scene I quite like because of all of the craziness of it. But at the same time, one scene doesn't make a movie, so hey, this isn't a defense for it. Is the scene where he walks in with the songwriter, right? Where it's this scene is quite possibly, like, if you saw this clip alone, you'd be like, somebody did some work to get this scene done and it felt cool. But in the grand scheme of this movie, it's just a waste of 5 minutes, and it just felt like a pick-me-up because it was a standout scene, right? The music that's playing throughout it I love, because obviously it's riffing all of the songs we all love. I think I heard a couple of video game tunes in there, which I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. The monologue is just bad guy monologuing, which is fun, but at the same time, it reminds me more, as it relates to effect of the movie, it reminds me more of the architect from The Matrix Reloaded than anything probably great. But it was just a fun scene in that by that point in the movie, I guess I had given up on figuring out what was going on, and I was just like in this flowing state with the film that I'm like, all right, you're going to throw me here, let me do this. Kind of like when we meet the Hobo King. Yes, guys, you heard this. There is a Hobo King in this movie. And I don't know what more I can talk about when it comes to like the plotting of this movie, but there is nothing that makes sense in this movie. And this movie is a film that starts with an image of them telling us about dog killers. And then this guy consistently has dreams of pretty girls barking at him. It is nonsensical. It is crazy. It is just threadbare in the worst ways. And it just kind of keeps going without caring that it never connected anything. And I apologize.
Andrew, I disagree with you. Those last couple of lines that you said, that you described what could actually be an interesting movie. A movie that is so crazy, so insane.
So
that
kinetic.
No, this is not that movie. Andrew, I wrote a lot of notes. I showed them to Damien to prove it. I have a lot of notes for this movie. None of them is how all over the place this movie is. This movie is just bad. First of all, the first note I wrote, which I think it may have been after minute number one, was that this is a shitty Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Right? This movie.
I was thinking more Nice Guys, but that's just more noir picking.
Fair enough, exactly. Yeah, yeah. This movie has, and these were the next notes that I have, an overbearing soundtrack, ridiculous camera shots, and it's clear to the viewer that both of those things were intended to indicate that this is a good movie that is reminiscent of these old noir or whatever genre you'd like to call it. But this movie's, oh my God. I mean, so, and it does this thing where it tries to, like, do a Babe Ruth kind of point at a specific aspect of the movie at certain times, and it just doesn't follow through. So, for example, at first, and I think this is just me actually identifying with or creating dumb jokes, because clearly I subconsciously knew from day one that that's all I can get out of this movie. At first, I said, oh, this is Secret Window. Is this man...
On one of the tags on IMDb says comedy, so maybe you were seeing something that I didn't get to, so you know.
Yes. But this man is sitting down on his balcony. He's got his binoculars. He's looking at naked old ladies. He's looking at semi-clothed young ladies. He's just, you know, looking at ladies. And that is the kickoff point. That's where this movie begins. And they also do this thing where they focus on old movies. whether it is Andrew Garfield's mother calling him about the old movie she wants him to watch, whether it is the old movies that are actually playing on television when we are in a scene, whether it is the posters of old movies that are in the rooms of whether it's him or some other lady or whatever. And again, I think that is supposed to be something that the filmmaker uses to endear us to this film, to remind us that that's what he's going for. He's trying to say, remember those kind of movies? That's what you're getting here. But guess what, guy? It's not. At least not a good one. And when this movie really starts is, and I made a note of this as well, because it was just so clearly cribbed out of what he was trying to pull from the old movies, but just didn't work, was, again, you have a mysterious woman who inexplicably disappears. And you have, it's not fully explained, but you know it's going to come back and bite you. It's going to come back and be a big part of what this thing is all about and what the solution to the mystery is. But you have a big news item that is extremely pervasive on the television and in newspapers, wherever, about it wasn't the dog killer, even though the dog killer was a part of it as well, but about this fellow, this rich billionaire who disappeared. And you just knew something was coming out. And by the way, I've been going through systematically all my notes, right? So these are all the notes I made so far. I haven't even gone off script yet. The next note I had is, and I'm just going to read it verbatim. It's less than 30 minutes and I'm, all caps, dying. This movie was bad. This movie was... Andrew, I was so upset when Damian made me watch this movie. So upset. At that point, I stopped taking notes. I only have two other notes here because I was trying to see if I could put together some sort of narrative commentary on what we're talking about. And I just took note that there was a Hitchcock gravestone, which again was all about, guess what you're watching? An old-timey movie. And also, and for a second, I read this a while ago, and for a second, I had to be like, what is this? Because all it reads is walking toward a picture. And I have to tell you guys. So I don't know if you know what I'm talking about or what scene I'm talking about. But a part of his investigation, and I don't know if you explained this part of it, Andrew, but Andrew Garfield, essentially, after his mystery girl disappears, goes on an investigation trying to find her and also to figure out what the hell is going on. And he links a number of things together, including, spoiler alert, the news item about this rich billionaire. And he apparently succeeds in the end. But either way, at some stage in his investigation, somebody talks to him about this party. It's a very fancy party, a huge gated community with all sorts of rich people. The whole community was a party, and there was one house that was off limits. And he finally says, you know what? I want to go to this place. Take me to there. I want to go to there. And he goes.
He jumps
a wall. He walks around. Mm-hmm. And you see him walking toward the off limits mansion. Except that off limits mansion is, I mean,
clearly photograph.
I'm wrong, right? Yeah. Maybe I don't know how to distinguish colors. But that was clearly just, it's not even a blue screen,
yeah,
right?
That was a full
it was a backdrop. It was, you know, when you, take pictures, family pictures, and they ask you, which background do you want?
That's what it was. Cute because it was old timey.
Exactly. Which is just, I mean, you see, that's the kind of thing you get away with when the rest of your movie is funny and works. Good. Yeah. But you don't get away with that with a bad movie. And last but not least, I really want to shout out that there was one good moment in this film.
Credits.
I'll even give it better than that. And it was not Andrew's shitty, I'm going to punch somebody in the face because he's a musician moment. It was all your songs. It was when, and two things really happened. One was the latter part of the joke, which probably wasn't a joke at all, but I found funny. Was the fact that they realized, hey guys, did you know that Andrew Garfield was in Spider-Man?
Oh yes, we're going to
make a joke about this, where not only is there a Spider-Man comic on his table, but through a number of coincidental incidents, his Spider-Man comic is just stuck to his hand and can't get off. And he even says something like, oh, what's going on? This is so weird. And last but not least, and this was probably not a part of the joke, hilarious, but I thought it was funny that Topher Grace made an appearance. Because why not?
Yeah.
Double down on being Spider-Man. And I know they're not in the same Spider-Man. They're not the Spider-Men of the same Spider-Man world. Mm-hmm. But it was the only thing I could latch on to, guys. Please, give me something.
We just needed Tom Holland to show up.
Yep, that's it.
Just walk by.
Or Zendaya. That's her name, right?
I think so.
I don't know. But yeah, guess what? Go fuck this movie. And Damien, I know that I'm being incoherent, and you will rip this movie to shreds better than I. So please go right ahead.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Damien loves this movie. This movie is his favorite movie of 2019.
This movie didn't make me question whether or not Andrew Garfield could act. It didn't. I didn't have to watch Silence immediately after watching this movie to prove. This movie ended and I looked at his IMDb page. I was just like, Social Network, he wasn't good. The Spider-Man's, he wasn't good. He's shit. He's a terrible... And then I went, is Silence good? I had to verify.
I like him in the Spider-Man.
Had to verify whether or not he could act. Because sure as fuck didn't do it in this movie. This movie is garbage. Watching this movie, I realized that what happened was this guy saw Holy Motors and then he saw Neon Demon and he went, I think I can outdo them. But he got all of it wrong. And then he doubled down. He's just like, what if I make it a noir movie? This movie is 2 hours and it feels like 802 hours. When he, let's say, solves the mystery, the overarching mystery, and finds the tomb of the pharaohs or some shit, there is still a half hour left in this movie and I could not believe it. I was like, there's no way. The movie has to end here because I'm not watching any more of it.
No, but Damien,
he needed
to make a phone call.
No, it has to end here. He has to shoot these people and then the movie ends. And the movie introduces a lot of conspiracies. And there's one with an old lady that comes at him one night that he tries to murder. She runs away. But that isn't resolved.
No, it's not.
They just fuck right off with that one. And this movie got progressively worse. There's a point where a man takes up a Nintendo Power magazine that I almost broke my television. I was so upset.
I forgot about
NPM,
I forgot
that was NPM.
There. I was so upset that I got flashes of Busha Boy. Just like, there's no way. This can't be happening.
Did I beat Busha Boy?
This can't be happening because no one would okay this. This movie can't be a real movie. I cannot imagine how much cocaine you'd have to take repeatedly and nonstop for any of this movie to sound like sense. What was the pitch for this movie? Because I can't make a pitch for it. I even went as far as going to Wikipedia. I'm just like, someone give me plot synopsis for this movie. I have a feeling. And it doesn't.
What if, right? What if this movie was pitched essentially similar to like an early draft of Into the Spider-Verse?
Mm-hmm.
What if this was pitched as a Spider-Man neo-noir movie? And they did this movie, got it wrong, and that's why it was shelved. But they used it as the basis for Into the Spider-Verse.
Here's what I'm going Nick to do. Cage I know it's your character. Host. I'm going to ask you to leave. This movie
do
is
I,
fucking
Do I have
garbage.
To leave?
You have to be what?
Do I have to leave?
No, because you... I mean, you tried. Poorly, but you... But it's not your fault. Trying to say good things about this movie will make anybody sound like an idiot. because there's nothing there. The acting, poor, across the board. Maybe the medicine musician, man. But he is a caricature. Like, it's just, like...
It's yeah, he's a cartoon in himself. Yeah,
no part of this movie works with the other parts of this movie. There's... At the start of the movie, there's skunks. There's no payoff for that. Like, at all.
The only payoff is that everyone gets to say he stinks for the rest of the movie.
But again, there's no, like... Why, though? Like, he's basically homeless. Like, he has a sometimes girlfriend that goes nowhere.
Also, I love also that they have this whole lead up in the first half of the movie where they're like, dude, you need to get your rent sorted.
Yeah.
And he just kind of shrugs his shoulder every time it comes up.
And when it finally does come up, he's just like...
He shrugs his shoulder again.
Give me an extra day. And they're like, mm-hmm. All right, cool.
And he doesn't even do anything for that day.
But Douglas, there's a payoff in the end.
Yeah.
Right on his wall is a symbol from homeless people that says, keep quiet.
Actually,
so that pays off if you're on cocaine.
I thought the payoff at the end was the fact that he was somewhere else watching them take over his apartment and just being like, ah, I got a free one.
Oh, you know how the bird...
I just have to have sex with this lady here every night.
Remember the bird that makes nonsensical noises?
Yes,
that paid off.
Oh, of course it did, yeah.
People following him also paid off.
Mm-hmm.
The dog killer thing.
But definitely
it is
paid
in
off.
The homeless king, hobo king says, I think it might be you, dog.
Wolf,
you
wolf,
might
wolf.
Be killing these dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And the movie goes, who cares?
I love how just for no reason they invent an ex-girlfriend that created all of this trauma for him.
Yeah. Douglas, you can apply what you just said to every single part of this movie. I like how for no reason, and then we just go through this movie line by line. This doesn't serve a purpose. This doesn't serve a purpose. This doesn't serve a purpose. Like, he has the best friend character that is always in women's dresses, like women's shirts, right? And he just appears at the parties, and you're just like, but why though?
McPoyle.
Right. Yeah. And then there are the girls who are actresses, but also prostitutes. You're like, but why? Like, all of this movie, you can stop at any point and go, who and why? But mostly why?
I did like the darkness behind one of them saying, oh, I was famous when I was 2 months old.
Right, she was between five and six months.
And that was, there was,
you're just
that,
like,
that's dark. Yeah.
You know where this would be good? In a better movie.
And you know what's the weirdest part? The part that probably upsets me the most is, I don't know if you guys care this much about distributor companies. But this one's distributed by A24, and for the most part,
they put out bangers.
Them, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I can't think of like a true A24 miss.
Is it? Oh, there have been quite a few.
Yeah,
but
you
is
just
it sad
ignore
that
them.
Once I saw the A24, I was like, oh, that's why Andrew picked this movie. But yeah, there's one in particular that I can remember called something like, Cut, Burnt Cut. It's with one of the lesser Hemsworths.
Seem to be multiplied.
And I think he organizes some sort of heist in a small American town. Something
I mean,
like that.
They did give out tusks, so there are bad things in there. But you mean Cut Bank?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, oh, I think that's the one.
Now you're just making up shit. Back to this movie. Yo, dog, fuck this movie. Like, this movie, I could have done important things like watch more sports. But I had to go back and watch Silence to convince myself that someone I thought I liked was able to act. That is how bad this movie is. I had to question whether Andrew Garfield was good at acting. Is how bad this movie is. Listen, I was so upset watching this movie. Just viscerally, you know when you're so upset, like your muscles start to tense up. You're just like, I need something to hit or someone needs to pay for me being this. Someone rugged me and I hate this person. But it wasn't Andrea, it wasn't Douglas. It's whichever cokehead released this movie. Because I know drugs are good. Clearly, because this movie exists. But how good has it, does the drugs have to be for other people to watch this angle? Like someone saw it and went, we can never release this. And then someone smoked 80 pounds of cocaine and went, yeah, this movie's all right. We can release this. Like this movie feels like a trick. I would play this movie in penitentiaries as punishment for years. Like, listen, you're in prison. You don't get to watch good movies. Right? It's this Neon Demon Butcher Boy. That's what you get. And everything from, Dogtooth Guy, except the good one. You don't get the good one. You get all of this other garbage. God, this movie sucks. Jeez, like, when Andrew brought it up, we're dividing on Sunday. And when Andrew brought up the movie, I almost stopped talking to him. That's how upset this movie made me. Almost went, you know what? I quit this game. I don't want to talk to Andrew anymore.
Deleting division immediately.
Jesus Christ, this movie's garbage. Oh, Lord. Damn it. Oh, like, I know we pretend to like his first movie, but I think this movie is bad enough that it should negate any good feeling. I think he should be punished for making a movie this bad. Because this is
We deduct points. We bring him back.
We have to relegate him. Yeah, man. We need to... Like, he needs... Something. We have to do something. Cause you can't just get to make movies this bad and release it to the public. It's not okay. In 2 hours, you know? I could have watched Game of Thrones two more times.
I did really like this recent episode.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was good.
Jeez.
I feel like this weekend, I'm just going to spend watching all of the season of Game of Thrones before the last episode.
Now that we're over to Game of Thrones, you guys remember I was right for the first 6 seasons of this show, right?
I don't believe I ever acknowledged such a statement.
But here's the thing. I love me season 7, like a lot, because season 7 finally got people doing shit, right? But holy balls, season 8. Now there's people who aren't like me.
Damien, you remember when we said they killed the zombie?
Mm-hmm.
There's no more show?
Yeah. We were wrong.
Boy.
Yeah, we were wrong.
Boy.
There's people on the internet that are...
Yeah, they're upset really upset.
Because this show is turning into what I wanted and not what they
have
wanted.
Have you seen that those said the part of the... Let's call them the resistance?
Yeah.
Are
spamming the writers?
Yes.
Yeah.
They've gotten it to a stage where if you search bad writers on Google, right,
it's Benioff and Weiss. Yeah. And hey, guys, what I'll say to you is you got 6 seasons. Fuck off. If you like shitty storytelling, wait for your boy RR to finish the books and leave me the fuck alone. This is my time. They didn't spend millions of dollars for you. They spent it for me. Because I suffered through 5 seasons worth of talking and nothing happening. And they spent the money and got me my dragons. got me Ice King, got me killer crossovers, and got me a dragon bitch burning a city to the... Do you know how happy I was seeing the dragon things? Because when the second one went down, you're just like, the fuck is happening in this show? She's lost two... Like, what the actual fuck? And then, this episode, she's just like, you're just like, oh yeah, it's a flying lizard that breathes fire. Of course, crossbows not into the shits. They're like, they have the Golden Company, and they have these crossbows, and they have boats. And inside of 5 minutes, there's those people touching the queen like, yo, dog, we don't have no boats. Don't have no crossbows. We don't have no fighters. This shit is a wrap. And just watching her panic. She's so... Because she was flexing real hard.
Yeah, man.
She's like, yeah, I killed your fucking dragon, bitch. And then my girl came out of the sky. And in like 5 minutes, everybody... Like, even the people fighting before her was just like, fuck this. Nope. I don't want... Nope. I'm not fighting. I don't know if you guys saw what I'm seeing. But there's this dragon thing in the sky, and it's not okay. So I don't know. We don't have that kind of artillery. She's flying on a nuke, and we can't fight nukes with swords. And then she was just like, or, like she heard the bells, and she's just like, or, fuck it. Oh, Game of Thrones, thank you. I don't care who is on the throne at the end. I'm going to watch episode 6 because it's the last one, right? I don't expect there to be a lot of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I expect there to be a lot of backstabbing. I don't care who wins. I don't care how the Lannisters... I don't care about any of that shit.
Jon Snow!
Hopefully Jon Snow gets murdered. Like,
I don't want him to get murdered. I want him to kill his cousin.
He's going to...
Or auntie or sister. Stab, or the fuck
he's going to stab that white bitch. The dragon will bite him. Realize he's Jon intolerant and die. Or the dragon bites him and then his dog bites the dragon. I don't give a shit.
No, here's what's going to happen, right? The dragon is going to bite Jon.
Right.
And then out of nowhere, because he might have already died. I don't even know. Dragonsbane is just going to show up.
Right, with
and,
the dog.
And no, and just tap the dragon on the shoulder and say, Dragon, do you know, that who this guy is?
Right.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
This guy, you know what he does when he dies? He fucking gets back up. Yep. And then the dragon's like, huh? And then dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. From, as you say, John intolerance.
I only have two complaints.
Okay.
About this show so far.
Yeah.
Right. Number one.
It's not long enough. I agree.
No. Number one.
It's too good.
How dare they show me all of this dragon shit.
Uh-huh.
And then tell me the CGI budget doesn't have enough money to let Jon pet his dog.
No, that's goodbye. A gangster move. So happy. So fucking happy. Oh, God. Oh, it makes people so upset. They're like, listen, in the books, when he died, he whispered ghost and he cried into... I'm just like, you... Fucking bitches. Give a fuck about this. Unless the dog somehow breathes fire, I don't give a fuck about his dog.
My number two, and this is really something that's a little bit upsetting me, and I hope they like remedy this by giving me this in the last episode. I'm upset that we don't ever seem to really see Arya do like the faceless thing.
Yo, dog.
I don't know why. Arya
has the best. She had the best move in Game of Thrones. In probably TV show history. Listen. That hezzy crossover Night King murder.
Yep.
Perfect. Fucking 8 seasons worth of buildup for one little girl to murder the Night King.
Watching her run away from the attack of the buildings for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Oh, God. Oh, they gave me two damn near... Like, I'm going to take those two episodes with me. Even if I never watch anything else, I'll be watching those episodes as movies, just on their own. Just Night King and then King's Landing. I'm good.
I love that. That's all I need. I love that there was a point in this show where I thought
yeah.
that she was dead. And I did a thing where I was like, and cough. And then she coughed. Mm-hmm. And I was very happy. Yeah,
of course she's alive.
Yeah, because she's a badass. She's the type of character that if she dies, and it's a big if, it has to be the last second of the last episode. Because otherwise, yeah, it's not happening.
Listen, if it was me, and I'm the Dragon Queen, lining up everybody. Fucking let's get it. Let's get, like, if you're going break bad, all the way bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, listen, we're going to test this out today. Right? She should murder everyone, fly back across the sea, just fuck this place.
So I'm not sure.
No one likes me over here.
Let's talk about what should happen in the last episode, because I'm not sure what I want. Because I'm sure that they're going to do something serious, which it's not what I want.
I want.
But I wonder if, do I want it to go as stupid as the dragon, like, what's your name? Daenerys tries to kill everybody with the dragon. And then there is a moment like Black Panther where Jon Snow walks in front of the dragon and the dragon knows that he is whatever he is and just stops and like says, okay, I will not do anything for you. Yeah. I know they're not going to do that because they're not stupid.
Douglas, what I want is for her, like how everyone hates her over on this side of the sea.
Yeah.
She's just like, listen.
Run away!
She's just like, listen, I came here, fought fucking zombies, right? Because of this bitch. He had one job, to keep his fucking face shut.
Yeah.
Couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Killing him. I already kill everybody in King's Landing, so fuck these people.
Uh-huh.
Fly the dragons back up to wherever the other sister is. Kill all of them. And then it's just a dragon flying through every part of Westeros, just burning the whole of it to the ground. And then fly, go back over the sea. And then how the show ends is just her over on the other side where the people actually love her, old and dead. No more Targaryen, because she can't live forever.
Yeah.
So there'll be she's going to drop dead. No more Targaryen. And the show done. It's just like, well, who won the Game of Thrones? Her, I guess. But no, she's dead. So who gives a shit? And there's just dragons loose. I don't know if one dragon can create more dragons. Don't care.
Why not?
But I know they live long.
They'll be like frogs.
Like, I want her to drop dead and people are just like, fucking finally, she's dead. And the dragon just takes off. And there's just some loose dragon somewhere in the world and no one running shit. I mean, that's well done, Game of Thrones. Perfect. All this backstabbing and plotting and everything. And it was all undone because a bitch had dragons. And that is what is supposed to happen. Because dragons trump. In rock, paper, dragon wins every time. Never lost. Undefeated.
But what if I have water? Does water beat dragon?
Try it.
Does Pikachu beat dragon?
Try.
I'm pretty sure everything. Crossbow beats dragon.
Yeah. Crossbow killed one half dead dragon. Oh, God, just watching her swoop down and just go, oh, you have boats and crossbows. Let's see about this. Then the golden company were just
what
like, we're protecting these gates.
She's and like, all right. So, yes, you caught me while I was, you know, messing around. What if I fly fast?
Yeah. No, she's just like, I was just trying to take care of my dragons. I wasn't paying attention to you bitches on the ground. And you kill my dragon? Cool. And she's like, Jon Snow, are you going to fuck me again? He's like, I can't fuck my aunt. And he's like, all right, cool. Oh, I can't have love? All right. Well, all right.
Murdering everything.
I'll take the cable town approach and see how everybody fire on the wall at them.
So here lies my thing with that episode. I'm not on that bandwagon of, oh my God, Daenerys is awful. How dare they? Because, guys, she was always like this.
Yeah.
Whenever something happens she's upset at, she burns it all down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's done throughout the entire show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Herein lies my one complaint. And it could just be a we're wrapping this shit up complaint.
Not enough drugs.
Right? Right? It's that they've made it too simple for now. The next episode, Jon murders Daenerys because he realizes she's a bad person. And that's the end of the show. And it just seems all too abrupt. But hey,
Andrew,
we got to wrap this shit up, so let's
Andrew,
go.
Andrew, what if that doesn't happen? Because everyone was convinced.
Do you want to double down? You want to double down, Damon?
Oh, I'll take that bet.
We have a circle going. I'm already down two characters. I don't even know what the score is.
I am taking that bet. Jon Snow doesn't kill Daenerys. That's a guarantee. I'll put any... Someone else might kill her. It won't be Jon Snow. I'll bet anything, taking all bets, setting the money line wherever you want it. Not fucking happening.
Am I allowed to get, like, order to kill? Am I allowed to get that?
No. Like,
he has to be the one
to
like,
do the murdering.
He has to do the murdering.
Right.
You know what? I'll take that bet.
All right.
All right. What are we putting on the line here?
Anything. Dinner. When you come here, I'll buy dinner. Wherever you want to go, don't care. Simple, this is an easier bet than despite Milwaukee losing this game, you guys don't have a shot at winning this series. Ah, come on, we'll be the last game here. two weeks from now.
will it still be going if the Raptors make it to the final? I know they won't, but if they make it to the final, Andrew, will you be here when the final is going on?
That's that. Run that back when you're breaking up.
And I know this is a big if. Mm-hmm. But if the Raptors make it to the final,
yeah,
will it be going on while you're here?
June? Yeah.
Oh, when you're heading up?
Yeah. The 17th
of June?
19th? So somewhere in that week. Oh. Yeah. Next month. Yeah, it will still be going on.
It's a long set of playoffs.
Yeah, because you get this is going to go seven. This series is going seven. So this is going to last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then you get 3 days break. And then the final start. And it is every other day. So it's another 2 weeks, basically. So
I guess.
I might be able to watch the final game of the season with my sister, which would be awesome.
Or you could get Andrew to buy tickets to go.
No, not hard pass. First of all, they won't be in the finals.
Come on!
I am hoping that, like, Chess Dragons, it is the thing I didn't understand all of that. Like, you know, there's a saying, when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Right. When you have a gun, like, a gun is a single-purpose item. Mm-hmm. A dragon is also a single-purpose item. There's no, let me have the dragon carry heavy things to build this thing. No, dragons don't help build. They're not, dragons do one thing. And if she has one, and she finally learned to use one, I say she continues. It's like, oh, people are just like, she said she wouldn't be queen of the ashes. Fuck you, people. What do you think dragons do? When she landed the dragon on the wall, say she did what you wanted. They were just chilling at the wall and everybody threw down the swords. Their swords. She flew up to Cersei and said, bitch, please. And she walked off. That is what you wanted? You waited 8 years for her to be nice? No, dog. Mm-mm. You must have known the dragons were going to be used to full effect at some point. The sure shit wasn't used in the Night King thing. We saw them for about 8 seconds. So why did they spend all that money on CG? To make the backgrounds pretty? People are going to die. And it was glorious. Chin Arya full on, but she's like, come with me. And the people are like, no. And you just see the dragon strafe. And she walks out and she's like, all these people are dead. Yeah, that's what Dragon Fight does. Beautiful. Absolutely. Listen, I was already saying that I preferred episode 3 over the Avengers movie. Episode 3 and 5 together? Fuck Avengers. Give a fuck what I do. There's one best movie of this year. It's episodes 3 and 5 of Game of Thrones. Unless there's
sadly,
a Chris,
those aren't movies. So
unless there's
yourself.
A Chris Nolan movie I don't hear about coming out this year, I don't see who's competing against these two episodes.
I think we have a new new category. Mm-hmm. Best disqualified movie.
Yep.
By not being a movie of 2019.
It's 1.5 hours long. That's a movie. That is a full movie. Best series of 2019, Game of Thrones. Best movie franchise, Game of Thrones. Oh. HBO, I know this costs $1 trillion, but I don't feel sad because I'm sure you made back your money. But thank you. I gave you guys a lot of shit, deservedly, for 5 seasons. But you did me right in the end. You fucked it up in the middle, but you got me. Unlike The Walking Dead and Dexter and Lost and a myriad of other TV shows.
Hey, leave Lost out of this.
That gave me a good first season and then fucked me nonstop for the remainder of the seasons. You guys got it done. And it's impressive.
Are you looking forward to Watchmen, Damian?
Of course. I still have the Watchmen movie, which is fucking incredible. And I assume that the TV show will be good, but I don't know. Because the writer doesn't fill me with faith. But he seemed to have conned HBO into it. And they've been batting like 100,000. even the ones that I don't watch, people still say are good. And their tentpoles are usually real good, so... Like, if someone told you after The Wire and after Sopranos, they'd have something better than those TV shows. You know, hey, listen to me. Cancel the HBO today. Fucking dragons, fuck yourself. And they did it. So I'm not putting anything past them. Like, at all. Props to you, HBO. You did it. Can't wait to see the subscription numbers next year. Oh, we're at 100 million and now we're back to 20 million people. Game of Thrones is over. I like John Oliver continuously griefing them though. Oh God, that man is so good.
Yeah, he mentioned it last week. He's like, well, I guess I need to dust off my resume.
Yep.
Now that people have no reason to watch this channel before me.
HBO winter is coming. Pretty good. Outside of that, it's just been sports.
To disappoint me.
The Formula One season is over, so I can't stop watching that. Mercedes will win again, so yep. I don't need to see this anymore. Andrew, put it this way. There's not enough basketball to prevent me from watching the host this week because there's only 2 playoff series left.
Yeah.
There's no more football.
It's just one match a day, right. Essentially.
Football season is over. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to watch a Formula One race for the rest of the season because with 16 races left, this season is over. So I will watch host because I want to watch host. I really... There's a couple movies that I'm...
Yeah, his bedside manner is just so...
You're such an idiot. There's a couple movies you've talked about that I really want to watch. And House is very much atop that list. Now, the question will be, will I continue to watch Game of Thrones over and over and not watch House? And the answer is, I'll try not.
So, let's see.
It's only the length of one episode.
There you go. Guess what, guys? Mm-hmm. I watched another Amazon show. Sneaky mm-hmm. Pete. I enjoy it. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
You watch that one? That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People were pretending that it was way better than it actually was.
No, it's not that special. But mm-hmm. Giovanni Ribisi is always fun in things. Also... I need to give it a shout out. The next one just came out today. I finished watching John Wick Part 2 this morning.
mm-hmm.
Come on!
I wonder if he'll show back up in John Wick 3.
He who? John Wick?
Come on.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
I assume so.
Come on.
Yes.
You guys were just screaming his name. Yeah. I don't know what you guys are talking about, right? That's Andrew, what we were just doing, right?
Pretty good.
That was good.
That's pretty good.
That was good. All right. Hats off. Actually, that would be fun. Like, to see him in a bubble walking around. Or
you know, just being really upset because he got stabbed, whatever it was. But the one thing that I will talk about properly, I watched a movie that could be described as akin to Harry Potter 1. We have spoken about this movie before. It's a kid in King Arthur's court, or the kid that would be king, or whatever the rest this movie is called. And as I was watching it, I realized that Damien described it just spot on. It is just straight up a children's movie. It does not even try to invite other demographics in. It also feels very much like a part one. And it feels like what Harry Potter 1 feels like now, right? I remember at the time thinking Harry Potter was good, but it really wasn't, even though I still watch it and enjoy it. I watched this movie and I saw the positives, but I didn't really like it, right? It was, you watch it and you say, oh, I get what you're doing here. But yeah, it does feel like it's the Harry Potter one of this series where it sets up what it becomes and then somebody decides one day to make it accessible to me. And yeah, Damian Merlin is...
Yeah. I mean, it's not for us. That movie is clearly not for grown-ass adults. But it is just good enough that you're like, yeah, I can see. And Merlin is tremendous.
Yep.
Like, I will watch anything that man is in for a good life. He's going to make me make terrible decisions. Because... like, he's clearly better than that movie. It's very obvious. Like, if you out-act Patrick Stewart, you're doing a good job.
Yeah. So that was my one my one movie this week.
You guys still not watching Jumanji?
I should, don't
you? Should.
I should. It's The Rock.
I really thought that was going to be the Kevin worst. Hart, though, yeah, man. Like, it proves once and for all that The Rock, whatever it is he's doing, like, he's coming trash. He's led me astray. There's this movie where he reboots a building, wanted to punch him in the face. But when he's on, and it is clicking.
And even when he's off, you almost forgive him, right?
Not in that skyscraper.
But even that movie, right? Yes, we both agree we hate that movie, but it never stopped you from watching the next one, right? You immediately said to yourself, all right,
let's watch his monkey movie.
But let's go to the next one.
And that monkey movie was pretty good.
It was.
It shouldn't have been.
So, Andrew, what's happening on your side of the world?
On my side? Well, first of all, I was just doing a double check to see if I could watch Jumanji soon. I can. It's available.
Isn't it on like Netflix or Hulu or one of them things?
Sorry, I've never heard of these.
It's on HBO,
sites.
So I can watch it off of this site. Yes.
Just look if you see any Starbucks cups.
I love that. That was a
fucking
thing.
This internet. Boy, sometimes the internet is just the worst. It took me out of the show. I hate you so much.
I didn't even see it.
Exactly, because I'm not a psychopath.
I thought it was funny when someone showed it to
me. Because it was funny. But for
Whatever, man.
But for whatever. People that actually care.
Boy,
I hate you guys.
So yeah, like Douglas, I rewatched John Wick 2. I also rewatched another movie I adore. I think I've spoken about it on this podcast at least once before.
It's called John Wick 1.
Billy Elliot's amazing. But yeah, I did get around to seeing one new movie this week. I watched the new Zhang Yimou film, Shadow. You remember that guy who gave us House of Flying Daggers and Hero?
Yes.
He made a...
Does this have anything to do with a radio show?
No.
Does this have anything to do with a man in a hat and a cloak that literally becomes a shadow?
Andrew, you're not following, are you?
I am, but I'm ignoring.
Oh, you're just not giving him the time of day? Well done, sir.
Not giving him the satisfaction.
I remember a long time. Andrew actually used to love that movie with Alec Baldwin in it. Wasn't there like a big nose prosthetic that he wore in that movie? I think there was.
I don't remember. Honestly, don't remember.
Oh boy.
I want to watch that movie now just to gauge how bad it is.
1994, The Shadow.
What you should do is not do that and watch better movies.
Because I feel like that movie is really bad. It's probably like The Phantom bad.
Was it?
But I enjoyed
it. Was it made in the 90s?
Yes.
Then you have the answer to that question. Even the good movies from the 90s are real bad.
Yeah. All
right.
Anyway. 2019 Shadow, right? By director Zhang Yimou.
The Shadow.
This movie is very melodramatic and very political. It's about
warring nations. Let's get to the point.
There is kung foolery.
All right.
Don't feel there's enough for you guys to warrant.
Hard pass. All right.
With Zhang Yimou, as always, he makes his movies quite beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about this movie. It's a story about a guy who is the shadow, which is their way of saying the body double of like some political figure who's been injured.
Oh, hold on. So are you saying that this movie is Dave?
Yes.
I love that movie. Every movie should be that movie. And every movie should have Kevin Klein.
You hear where there's no kung foolery?
There was no kung foolery in Dave.
Yeah, but this man made Hero.
Ah, damn it.
All right. Do you remember the story in Hero? You know why?
I think there was writing.
Uh-huh. You know why you don't? You know why you don't? All right.
But hold on. So this guy's a shadow of... A politician?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, really a general but political sense.
Okay.
Yeah. And the general is in like a cave plotting out his way to kind of take back his country and all sorts of things. And it's really political. And then, of course, by the end, you have these great action scenes because they have these like knife umbrellas, which are really kind of cool.
A knife umbrella.
But yeah, it's what you'd expect from a Zhang Yimou movie. It's sectioned off kung fu, but for the most part, this movie is really just about the politics and about how pretty he can make the movie. Even though, unlike Hero and House of Flying Daggers, where it's just oozing with color everywhere, this movie is the complete opposite, where it's not a black and white movie, but all of the colors are all black and white.
Wait, sorry. Right? What?
So like all of the clothing is black and white. Everything like it's raining all the time, so everything just seems in grays. But he didn't film it in black and white.
So I understand what you're saying, but Andrew, you have to understand who you're talking to.
You just said all of the colors. All right, black and white.
But it's not black and white.
It's not black and white film stock.
Oh, my God.
So you said the colors are black and white.
Yes.
But it's not even black and white.
But, yeah, so a black and white movie that isn't black and white, but is black and white. But is
transported to black and white.
Yeah.
Through a prism.
But, yeah, I actually sort of like the movie, but, yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to be the movie I talk about at the end of the year, but whatever. And that's kind of all I watched. I did finally watch the first episode. I haven't watched any more yet of the new What We Do in the Shadows TV series. Oh, I don't know if anyone's tried that yet.
I forgot that existed. I'll probably start watching it now.
The first episode is very much like the intro of the movie, so like it feels like it's treading regular ground,
regular grown.
Familiar grown.
I've ruined my words.
Yes.
Familiar.
You know that regular grown.
Yeah, the regular grown. You know, the grown that you always walk on is regular.
You understand I'm putting that in Google Keeper as we speak, right? Because I'm putting that on our shirts.
Shirt number 5,000.
Trust me.
When do I get, like, a couple of these shirts?
Listen, I'll be unemployed soon. I'll have nothing but time.
You said that last time you were unemployed.
Yeah, and I was unemployed for what?
Oh, wow.
6 days?
Andrew, this show has been going on for a month and a half.
There's a stack of episodes to watch now.
Yeah, it's 8 deep.
I think I really like the main guy. The guy who's basically taking up the Taika Waititi role.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely am going to try a few more episodes to see where it goes. I've been promised a special cameo like around episode 6. That's exciting.
Nice.
But yeah, that's that.
Are you still watching Fosse Verdon?
Haven't watched it anymore yet. It's still there stacking up.
So I've been watching it, but I'm kind of upset that it's hard to get. Clearly, not very many people like it.
Yes, I agree with you in that sense.
Also, because you guys never concerned yourself with this in prior times, putting out TV shows against the playoffs is a bad idea.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is a bad idea.
I'm behind on Killing Eve. Mm-hmm. I'm at least 3 episodes behind on Happy.
Do you know who can get away with that? Game of Thrones.
That's true.
But everyone else knows. I remember there's times where there's people making decisions based on when the playoffs started. Like, we could do business with people and they're just like, listen, it has to be done by this time. And it's like, what does the middle of April have to do with anything? And they'd straight up tell you, it is playoffs and no one is going to do any work after that. Alright, fine. American Street playoffs like the World Cup. It is not Super Bowl, but it's big.
They could be lovers until they die. It's too late to try.